I've done it all day.
Sometimes you use them and you plant in flowers. Your gladiolus, for example, are you plant not seed, but the little
roots.
Bulbs.
Mm-hmm. Bulbs.
And that's a.
That's what that is. That's bulbs.
Okay, a light bulb. Mm-hmm. Say that word for me, please.
Light bulb.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, when you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in what?
Basket.
Okay.
I got one of these big baskets about that high.
And what do nails come in? You remember when they bought?
Used this? To come in little boxes.
Oh. Okay.
Used to, but it's changed now. And you go buy them and just.
Paper bags.
Okay.
Have you ever heard it called a keg?
Yeah, I've heard it called a keg, a great big keg, a round keg, and it'd be about that high.
Okay.
When you want to buy them for a house or anything, you buy them in that keg.
Okay.
But just what few I get a paper sack.
Okay. And a thing that looks like a
but
keg.
But you don't ever see none of them now.
No. Well, that's what I was asking you about. A thing that looks like a keg, but it was bigger, would be a what?
Sort of bag, I ring.
But a wooden thing like that. Not a bigger than a keg, but a barrel?
Barrel, uh-huh.
Okay.
Big barrel.
Barrel, that's the one I was wondering about. But you don't see them anymore, do you?
No.
Okay, and what is it that goes around the barrel or the keg to hold the wood together? Do you remember those little... Children
those
used
hooks.
To play.
I used to call them hooks.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
See, they were tightening.
Right. And what about a, what do you put in the top of a bottle?
Stopper.
And it's made out of what material?
Well, I don't know. Now, what's these Coca-Cola bottle stoppers made
out of? Now, that's a metal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago when they used to put one in that stuck inside and it was kind of softer and spongier like?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call that? Do you remember?
No, I don't. Something like that.
Cord. Okay. You ever heard it called a stopple or a stipple or anything like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I've heard of stopples.
Stopples.
We use them a lot.
Okay. And what about a musical instrument children play with like this?
Harp.
Okay. And what about one that's held between the teeth and plucked?
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
I ain't old enough, but I don't know.
Well, I'm not familiar with it either, but you hold it between your teeth and pick it with your fingers, and it'll make a twanging noise, they say. You ever heard of a Jew's harp?
Yeah.
Yeah? How would you call it?
Yeah, harp's what I call it.
But it's different from this other. Okay, and what do you drive nails with?
Hammer.
And what if you have a wagon...
You ever had a wagon?
Did you have a wagon with two horses? What do you call that long thing that went in between the horses?
That was, I don't know what to call that. I don't know. Raised with it.
Well, evidently they call, sometimes they call it a tongue or sometimes
yeah,
a pole.
Yeah, it's tongue. You got that right now.
Okay. And what about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? What are the two things out beside him that you fasten to? The buggy?
Buggy. Goodness, I don't end my tongue. My head's got dizzy.
Is it shafts?
Yeah. Buggy shafts, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, what about one of those buggy wheels or wagon wheel, the outside part? Do you remember what they call that? The metal part?
To a buggy?
To a wheel, you know. Like the wheel in the very middle of it, that big thing in the middle of it's called the.
The wheels, what I always call.
Oh yeah, the whole thing is a wheel, mm-hmm. And the things that go out like this are called spokes.
Yeah.